college. She is studying commercial photography, and I'm just here to get an update on what's going on in the photography program. So, Mariam, how's it going?
Everything is going good. I'm just busy working on different projects.
Great, and we are glad to have you. Listeners can know a little about your background and what you do in the commercial photography program at Gwinnett Tech. So our first question is, I heard that you had to shoot an animal portrait. So what kind of animal did you take a picture of, and how did that photo shoot go?
I decided to take a picture of my turtle, and the first time around, it was a little challenging for me to take a picture of it because my turtle wouldn't stay put. But when I reshot the assignment, I was finally able to get a nice shot of my turtle.
I also heard that that picture made the wall as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm so happy about that.
Oh, I bet. So is there anything you would change about the shoot, or?
No, I think it went pretty well. Like I said, the first time I took a picture of my turtle, it was a challenge because the turtle wouldn't stay put, and it was really hard for me to take pictures because it just wouldn't stay put. But I had to reshoot the assignment and everything, and the second time around, I was able to finally get a nice picture of my turtle, which did make the wall, and I'm really happy about it.
Okay, great. Our next question is, you recently took children portraits as well. How did that go for you? Was your child cooperative? I know that kids can get a little, irritated when it comes to staying put in one area for a while, so. How did that go for you?
Actually, the child portrait went well. I was a little concerned that my child would not cooperate, but she was really cooperative. She did everything that I asked her to do, so I was really happy about that, and I was able to get a lot of shots of, for that assignment, and I'm really pleased with what I got.
Okay, great. Okay, so tell me, how do you go about taking these pictures in the studio? Like the setup process, you have to draw it up? Or how do you just get your ideas for your actual shoots? Tell me a little about that.
Well, first of all, I draw out my thumbnails, my ideas for the assignment, and then from there I decide, okay, what my backdrop would be, what color backdrop it'll be, and then I'll set up my lights, the modeling light, the film light, and everything, and I'll have my camera and all, and I'll just go from there.
Okay, now you said thumbnails. What actually is a thumbnail?
Thumbnails are basically just drawing out your ideas and writing out your ideas on what you want to take a picture of.
Okay, so it's actually on like a piece of paper where you sketch it out?
Right.
Okay, all right. So actually just doing like a layout.
Right.
Okay, wonderful. Now, let's see, you have another assignment coming up, and that's the Glamour Fashion Fantasy assignment. Which one of the three do you plan on shooting, or are you going to do all three? What are your plans for this photo shoot?
Well, I'm contemplating between shooting the glamour shot or the fashion. And for the glamour, it's just going to be a simple head and shoulder shot, just a nice head and shoulder shot with... probably like have the autumn background trees and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
For the fashion shoot, if I choose that, it'll just be, where my model's wearing a lot of colorful clothing and just a regular simple head and shoulder shot.
Okay, now you stated glamour or fashion. Any reason why you chose these two over fantasy?
I chose those to over fantasy because I feel confident in shooting the glamour or the fashion over the fantasy shoot.
Because fantasy can get a little exotic too,
right?
Out there for you.
All right.
So you have a lot of things going on. I know you have a holiday portraits coming up. How is the preparation for that event coming along?
Well, the preparation for the holiday portraits is going great. We are almost finished with building our set and everything. I hope that this event turns out well because everybody is working really hard to prepare for the holiday portrait.
So there you have it. That is what's going on at Gwinnett Technical College in the photography program with Miriam Beyer. Thanks for coming along, Miriam, and letting us interview you.